tickets to another great show, Boys to Men, at the Canfield Fairgrounds. But before we get to any of that, John Wick 4 coming to the theaters tonight. It is the big show of the week. In fact, the only thing really that's of anything that's going, and we just heard from Mylan on it. But on the phone, waiting to talk, is Scott Adkins. Scott, who stars as the bad guy in this movie. Yeah, he's the guy ultimately that John Wick has to have it out with. And it's I saw the trailer and I go, that guy looks familiar. Who is he? He was in what they call a fat suit. They added about 100, 200 pounds to him, and I didn't recognize him. And turns out to be Scott Adkins, who is one of the premier martial arts fighters in movies today. And he was thrilled to be in the movie. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. I got to tell you, you have some rabid fans, man. I've been reading all the posts about seeing the trailer in you and this John Wick movie. It's like, just give him the Oscar now.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's great that the director took a swing and gave me the opportunity to do something like this.
Well, it's definitely a different role for you. I mean, I'm used to seeing you in the action, martial arts, being the next, Chuck Norris kind of a guy. And then you're kind of the bad guy in this, right? With a suit on that kind of adds a few pounds to you. What's going on?
Yeah, he's the bad guy, but, you know, he's kind of fun as well. He's jovial in his own way, and bigger than life. Yeah, no, look, Chad, the director, Chad Stahelski, he appreciates people like me and obviously Donnie Yen and Marco Zarour, because he comes from the world of stunts. He appreciates the physical attributes, the martial arts, and he has respect for us as actors, because probably when he was doing his first movie as a director, he had the same pushback. Oh, you're just a stunt guy, you're just a martial artist, this and that. You know, he knows that we are actors, and that if he gives us the right part, we can shine in that role. And he just thought, well, I'm going to give Scott this fat suit. It's all going to work out fine.
So, hey, this is the second time you've worked with Donnie Yen, right?
Yeah, Ip Man 4.
Yeah.
Yes, and he gave me a real good kick in.
Yeah, I guess that's the question everyone, well, the first question I have is, how often do you get hurt doing these things? I mean, that's pretty tough action.
It is, and especially in a Hong Kong movie, because they really know how to do it the right way and actually like really hit you.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not easy. There's easier ways to make a living. I do enjoy it. It's all about the as long as it's worth it for the finished product.
So you growing up, who were your heroes that got you and you said, I absolutely have to get into martial arts?
Well, Donnie Yen was one of my heroes. Oh. Growing up. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been watching his stuff since the late 80s, early 90s. And obviously Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, Jean-Claude Van Damme, anyone, any sort of action guy from the 80s and 90s, I was a huge fan of.
Going against Keanu Reeves, that's pretty lofty stuff.
Yeah, no, very, very proud to be part of this film. I think it's an amazing movie. It's action filmmaking at its very best. I'm such a fan of Keanu as well. You know, working with him, you see how much effort he puts into this part. Obviously, he's great as the character, but physically, he puts himself through a grinder. It is so difficult to do these action films again and again and again. And, you know, he turned 50 when he did John Wick 1, and now we're four films in. And he keeps doing more and more. And, you know, the first one was all guns, and then you get to number three, and it's all the martial arts with the swords. He's bringing out the nunchucks in this, the stuff he does with the car. He's an amazing action star.
And what's he really like to work with? I mean, is it all heady? Is it a lot of fun in behind the scenes?
Oh, he's great. Some of my best memories of making the movie was in between takes, just chatting to Keanu and having a good time. He's a super humble guy that really appreciates the position he's in. He puts everything that he has into these films. He doesn't take any of it for granted. He's a true fan of cinema. You know, he's directed himself. He's made directed documentaries on the filmmaking process. He truly loves it. You know, he's not doing it for the money, is he? He's for the love of the game.
But it also seems like that for you as well. When I see you in these films, and especially this one, you're not really taking yourself seriously, but you're serious about this role.
Yeah, yeah. No, because it's the film's like a graphic novel or anime brought to life.
Hmm.
So as long as you understand the tone of the movie, all the characters, you know, they don't know they're in a movie. They're playing the stakes for real.
So what's next for you? Do you think you'll ever get out of the martial arts action film genre? Are you looking to...
I don't know if I want to. People say that. I love this genre. I'm passionate about action filmmaking. I dearly love it. And also, I've got a bunch of fans that love me doing them as well. And I don't want to disappoint them.
So does John Wick take you to another dimension, though, where you'll see other roles that might be offered your way? I mean, this is going to be a huge hit, just like the first three, and maybe even bigger.
Well, I can only hope so, right? It's not necessarily up to me. You know, let's do it.
I look forward to seeing this, because it's released this week, right?
Friday.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. So wonderful talking with you. I've been admiring your films for a long time, and I love action and martial arts. So watching what you do and then getting to see you do it with Donnie Yen and Keanu Reeves, I can't wait. So thank you so much for the interview.
Thanks very much.